100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is where you get to turn your vision on. Vision, intention, belief, expectation, and sustain. It's all about the vibe. That's an acronym for vibe. And I want to ask you straight off the bat, what do you want? Simply so that you focus on what you want so that you can attract it. Snap out of complainant mode and focus on what you want, because what you focus on, you attract. Now today I want your focus, or should I say our focus, will be on the men. How do we identify the behaviors that men show when they're truly in love? And men and women, you know, we display our love very differently in different ways. I'm talking about, you know, putting aside the ultra sensitive male, which, you know, is very rare. So sometimes, especially for us women, it can be really confusing for us to know when a man truly loves us. Because when you really think about it, masculine and feminine energy are so different. And men and women, they're wired differently, so they think differently. You know, one moment he can be the nicest guy in the world, he's pursuing you. The next minute he's gone into his cave, and it feels as if he's coming across as this introverted guy that's just kind of just like abandoned you. And often you hear women say, I don't get it, I don't understand. But if you can just keep in mind that men are human, just like ours, and that their emotions also go up and down, although we're told that as women, being feeling creatures, being in touch very much so with our feelings, that ours go up that much more, up and down. However, just for the record, men do love. They can love very, very deep. The important part is that what a man says and does should be in alignment. And this is what I want to talk about today. Now, with that said, men do exhibit a common set of behaviors that they demonstrate when they're in love with a woman. So let's look at that just a little bit closely. And talking about closely, men, when they love a woman, they listen. Now, we all know that women as nurturers, that we are better listeners than men. It's a fact, right? It's been documented by Cambridge University. It's not just a stereotype that I'm talking about here. It is a fact. Now, the thing is, men are very, very good when it comes to focusing. And men will always focus on things that are of interest. So when a man hears you, when he listens to you, and he takes part in active listening, in other words, he pays attention and he responds, you can have confidence that that man is smitten with you. Now, when a man is in love, let's just say that he isn't afraid to make a sacrifice. In fact, making sacrifices is so much easier when you do it with the person that you love. In fact, men who are in love will feel serious discomfort at the thought of their woman being unhappy, especially if there's something that they know that they can do about it. Remember, male energy, masculine energy, is solution orientated. So if he knows that he can do something about it, he feels really bad if he cannot. So making sacrifices for your happiness is one way that a man can demonstrate his love for you. He will always, always put you first. Well, almost always put you first. Even if it means changing his plans or literally just stepping out of his comfort zone. Okay, so he will make sacrifices for you. Now, what about men and their vulnerability side? Well, men being men, they can be extra cautious, because men really don't like putting their what they deem as their weak sides outside the shop window. Okay, so men being men, they can be cautious about showing any behavior that can be perceived as to others as weak. However, when it comes to love, this deeply ingrained behavior, it often falls to the wayside when they allow you to see their true emotions. You see, when a man is in love, he trusts you with his feelings. He trusts you, you're his safe haven, and he feels much more comfortable and relaxed to reveal really personal information about himself. They begin to open up and they want you to see and feel their innermost feelings. And so vulnerability will make several appearances throughout the relationship because they feel safe to do so. Especially if you reciprocate and you also open your heart. The thing is that when one person is vulnerable, it gives permission for the others to do the same. And in doing so, it creates a deep and meaningful, authentic connection. Now, another way that you know that a man loves you is that he loves the way you look. I'm talking about even on the worst of days. You know, ladies, you know that we don't always look our best at times, okay? And I'm not saying that you should just be in that mode the whole time, okay? Because he loved you for your physicality, and men are visual creatures. However, he loves how you look even on your worst days, okay? Remember how much effort a man puts into looking his best during those first dates, when he's looking to make a great first, second, third, fourth, fifth impression. Well, everybody wants to look and feel their best. And men are no exception when it comes to meeting with a potential partner. Now, then there's the actual relationship, of course. And as two people spend more time with each other and get to know each other, and, you know, they become more comfortable with one another, sometimes that need to impress declines, right? Doesn't it? Now, this is not always true, but you each feel free. There's a freeness to just be in front of each other, whether it's naked or whether it's in pajamas or, you know, comfy clothes. Because despite the comfortability, he still thinks you're absolutely gorgeous. You know, he adores you. And it's not about the clothes. It's not about the makeup. It's about who you are. It's about who you're being. It's about your radiance. It's about the way he feels when he's around you. It's about when he sees your glow, when he sees your smile. And especially when he knows that he's in a position, or he's responsible or partly responsible for that smile in your face, that he's enhancing the relationship. And he loves all of that about you, your personality. Maybe that little giggly laugh that you've got. But that's what he finds beautiful. That's what he loves. Now, another thing is pride. A man feels pride when he's with you. You know, he's proud of you. And, you know, he wants other people to see it. He wants it paraded, right? And a man who's in love, he isn't shy about saying how proud he is of you. You know, whether you're, you know, really good at your job, or he loves the way that you do community work, or the way you are with children, or whether you're that female entrepreneur that just keeps on going. You know, just know within yourself that your efforts are recognized. And all the admirable things a woman has done in elevating herself, or, you know, just allowing herself to become more radiant because she's doing what she loves, this brings to a man a great amount of pride and joy. Even if you fall short of what you set out to accomplish, he is still so proud of your efforts. And you know that sometimes, you know, you might have two people who are very competitive. You'll probably feel a lot less crushed following a swift defeat from his lady. What else does this man do? He will fight for you. You know, when a man is truly in love, he will do anything to keep you. I'm going to repeat that again. When a man is truly in love, he will do anything to keep you. I love what T.D. Jakes says when he says, if a man is willing to walk away from you, let him walk. Okay, that's not the man for you. Now, this man that loves you, to him there is no other option. There is only you. He only has eyes for you. Remember when I spoke earlier about his interests and his focus and, you know, intently focusing on what interests him? This is all part of it. He will love you through your perceived imperfections. And he wants to be there through your darkest hours. And even when you're going through a hard time and you're pushing him away, he's there, that like that solid rock. He's just going to back it up with love. I love it. You know, I love that aspect about a man who is immovable when he loves you. Because he knows that whatever you're going through, whether it's grief or, you know, some kind of pain, he's there for you. His arms and shoulders are big enough, metaphorically speaking, to hold you. His love is big enough to hold you. And so this man, he will also literally fight for you. Okay? He will stand up for you if he feels that you've been wronged. He'll have your back. He will defend you, even when it seems like everything is against you. Now, that's what you call love. And, you know, truth be told, he will fight for you and he will fight with you. Now, I'm not talking about fights of the, you know, insult throwing kind and, you know, the ones that incite drama. I'm not talking about physical altercations. However, that said, if a man loves you and is emotionally invested in his relationship, he will initiate a fight or a debate or an argument to avoid losing you, even if that means fighting with the woman that he loves. Yeah. If a guy is fighting with an intention at the end, with a purpose in his mind, he wants to make things work, it's a demonstration of his commitment. And there's that broad shoulder coming into play again. A man that also loves you will demonstrate his love for you by treating your family with respect. Even if he doesn't like them, you know, you always hear about those stories about the in-laws. There will always be a level of respect. Because especially if that guy knows that that person is important to you, by default, they become important to him because they're important to you. If you cherish your family and friends, the last thing that he wants to do is to hurt your feelings. He wants to protect your feelings, you see. So he might not like the in-law. He might not like your cousin or your cousin's cousin, you know. But in doing that, he'll demonstrate it by being respectful. Or he might just keep his mouth closed because he knows how much they mean to you. So a man in love is a man that is just worth keeping. He's a gem to behold. And so love is not what you say, it's what you do, right? Do you agree with that? As women, I guess the way that we're wired, we love to hear our men tell us that, you know, we're loved. It's funny, you don't hear it the other way around. You don't hear of men saying to the women, tell me that you love me. I want to know that you love. I don't know why, but for some reason, as women, we just tend to be more insecure in that space. We want to be told. I guess it's that feeling aspect of ourselves, right? And so as women, we want to hear, I love you, and we want to hear it often. Whilst most men, they show their love in actions, not words. And so it can be confusing. But that's just the truth of it. We do think differently. And so we believe, or we have to understand, in fact, that love is something that you do. It's not always what you say. It's demonstrated in action. And so when you find a man that demonstrates these traits, then you know that he's the right one, or should I say, he is your Mr. Right. And it's funny that when you find your Mr. Right, it's amazing how it becomes so clear by contrast why everyone else was so wrong. All your past relationships where you had to learn the lessons, that you look at this person and you think, this is the right guy. This is my match. You know, there's open and there's honest communication between the both of you. And it always seems, always, even when you have arguments, like, and I'm talking about arguments where you scream and you throw pots and pans. I'm talking about the fact that you can have constructive arguments and you feel completely fine to express your opinions and know, okay, might be a difference in opinion, but it's received in such a way that that person is listening. And, you know, there's no way to really stress enough just how important honesty and communication are in any relationship. In fights and disagreements, it can be the difference between a romance surviving or just crash and burn. And so when you encounter troubles, you know, your goal should be to discuss things and find an understanding between the both of you. Not to win the argument, but to find harmony, you know. And this means validating emotions whilst presenting the facts. If you have something to say, if he is the right one, if he's an emotionally intelligent one, he will listen to you without blowing you off or calling you emotional or making you feel as if what's coming out of your mouth is rubbish. And you know that this type of communication is always honest. You trust what he says. You know, you know that he's not BSing you. And he believes what you say because it's authentic. Additionally, you know that if he ever has a problem with what you're doing, he's going to tell you. And you won't be given the silent treatment or be forced to guess what the matter is. That's the kind of relationship that you want. And that's how, again, how you know that your man loves you. Also, I think, you know, a good indicator of, you know, whether you acknowledge that that man is demonstrating his feelings for you is that, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, he has respect for your family and friends. In fact, he when you're in a relationship, it can be hard to see the flaws of a relationship, right? I mean, think about it. When you really love someone, it can be difficult to notice those red flags. But those outside your relationship, they don't wear those rose-colored glasses. Think of the times that you've been in a relationship and your friends or your family can see things that you just cannot see. Or you see it, you feel it, but you ignore it. You just think it's going to work itself out. You work those red flags that you see, maybe they're a shade of pink, they're not quite red. But if your closest friends, your family members, the ones that you trust, who genuinely care about you, don't trust your boyfriend or they don't like him, then take their word for it. because you know that they're coming from a space where they genuinely love you. I mean, I remember being in a relationship and the guy was a narcissistic, and I remember that my best girlfriend didn't like him from the off. She started to confirm things that I felt inside, but felt embarrassed to own up. So listen to your friends and family. Just saying that, you know, because they might notice something that your rose-colored glasses might, you know, stop you from spotting. So take heed if your friend or your family expresses concerns. Ask them why they feel that way. Listen to their opinions. And if there's a misunderstanding, you can then clear it up quickly. If it's something more serious, you can, you know, think about your partner and just think, is this person really the ideal person for me? Because if he is the right person for you, if he is your match, your loved ones, the ones that care for you, should be able to see that as well. Another thing about how this man demonstrates his love for you is that he wants to share things with you, and you always want to share things with him. And, you know, like I mentioned, like whenever he gets positive news, who do you find yourself running to the most? Yep. Your loved one. When you get negative news, what happens? Who do you find yourself running to? Exactly. And for some reason, you just feel compelled to share your life with this person. You know, the ups and the downs. And the thing is, he feels the same way towards you, so he does the same. And it doesn't have to be huge things. It can be the littlest of things. Things that, you know, make you smile, or you trade your stories with one another throughout the day. You just enjoy being in each other's company and just listening to each other's stories and you know, and the background, and, you know, it's fun, isn't it? And you've always got each other's ears. You've always got ears for the other person. Even when you're not very familiar with the subject at hand. Don't you find that? Again, I remember going out with this guy who was heavily into politics. And it's funny, I mean, with another person, I wouldn't have been interested. But because it was him, I found myself interested or fascinated about the fact that he was so fascinated about economics and politics. And it's because he had a piece of my heart. Yes? So you will find that, you know, you'll find that you might not be very familiar with the subject at hand, but because it's him. And when you have a relationship like that, a communicative relationship like this, means that you both trust each other and that you can rely on each other. You know, you can always come to him with your troubles and he will be there for you. And that's a sure sign that that person is a soulmate for you. He's supportive. Now, you know your boyfriend has your back and you can come to him with anything and everything. You feel confident that he'll, you know, he'll help you in any way that he can. And you know that you would do the same for him. Now, this can come in the form of him listening to your problems or helping you out physically in any way that he can. He might, you know, he might even help whittle down your to-do list, you know, the list of actions that you need to do that day when you're just overwhelmed and just really busy. You know, he'll do the extra chores when you're having a bad day because he wants to see you happy. And you know what I love about this aspect as well? This is a really good one, actually. He takes time to plan things. Don't you love a guy that takes time to plan things? A man who puts in the effort to plan dates. I just love it when a man does that, you know. And he does it to your liking. And yeah, I just love that. But planning, it doesn't just apply to dates. It also applies to more complicated events. You know, you want a partner who, you know, somebody who can bring out his plan in mind to help you figure out perhaps a vacation, you know, a holiday, as we say in London. You know, he'll sort out the grocery list. He'll sort out geographically where you're going to go when you, you know, when you land on that island, you know, the events that you're going to partake in. I always find that so sexy when a guy can actually do that. He just takes control in that area. And, you know, he just surprises you with an outing every now and then. And it shows that he's put thought into it. And I think that's what it is. The fact that he's actually taken time out to actually put thought into it. Now, when a man demonstrates his love like that, I just think to myself, now, yes, you are definitely a keeper. So these are some of the ways in which a man demonstrates his love for you. And last but not least, this guy will respect your boundaries and you will respect yours. I think that's when you know, when a guy respects your boundaries. And I know it ties in with communication, but it is a little bit different, because many people make the mistake of believing that setting boundaries.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.